If you've been to Capitol Lake, Crater Lake, Conundrum Hot Springs, Maroon, or Snowmass Lakes over the past several years, you may have noticed an overabundance of signs of human presence. Karen Schroyer, district ranger for the Aspen-Sopris Ranger District, says the amount of people using these five zones has increased by close to 300% over the past decade.
And the impacts from that are excess garbage and human waste, hardened sites where vegetation doesn't grow anymore, illegal campsites, and just the lack of a true wilderness experience for our visitors.
Human-bear conflicts and search and rescue operations due to increased use have also become challenges to how the Forest Service manages these lands. So, the agency put together a draft analysis of the first-ever Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness Overnight Visitor Use Management Plan on the White River National Forest to try to get a handle on a problem resulting from both Forest Service and public negligence.
It's a little bit of doing a better job of educating our users on what Leave No Trace ethics are and practicing those Leave No Trace principles while they're in the wilderness. At the same time, in some areas like Conundrum, the sheer numbers are just too great to be able to sustain that many people at one time. So it's a little bit of both.
The plan is not ready for implementation, but Schroyer says several management options would be phased in once the plan is approved, like more education and signage, and fixing or moving campsites out of certain areas.
And then the third phase, which is more of a regulatory phase, if phases one and phases two aren't working, we're looking at things like limiting use or limiting number of days of stay, that type of thing.
Conundrum Hot Springs would likely be the agency's initial focus.
Implementing a limited overnight permitting system is new to us. We want to get a permitting system under our belts with Conundrum, be successful with that permitting system before we move on to areas like the Four Pass Loop or Capitol Lake area.
The Forest Service is taking public comment on the draft analysis until April 28th. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.